Welcome back to the Grill Room.
Well, Jay, I think we ought to stand up to welcome our next guest back into the Grill Room. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. Everybody loved hearing from the little pro, as I affectionately call him, Eddie Marin's a long-time golf instructor and quite a player in his own right. And we'll get into some of those exploits with Eddie Marin's. But, Eddie, say hello to Jay Randolph Jr. I think you knew his dad.
I sure did know his dad. I played with his dad at Congressional in the U.S. Junior, USGA Junior, 1949. It was won by Gabe Brewer, and Jay and I either won that tournament, by the way. Let the record show. But Gabe Brewer beat Mason Rudolph in the finals of that.
Bob, to think about all of the things that this gentleman has seen in our game, he's in 11 Hall of Fames. I'm going to say that again, 11 Hall of Fames. He is a treasured part of the game. I called my dad and I said, Dad, I'm going to interview the little pro today. And he said, the great Marins. So, Bob, we're talking to golf royalty.
Yeah, couldn't put it any better, Jay. And let's get right to it. I mean, because as I call him affectionately, the little pro, he's got more great stories than you could shake a stick at. I'll lead off with, I understand in one of the AT&Ts that you played in, I believe you played in about 15 or 16 of them, little pro, on the seventh hole, that little par three that everybody knows, something rather special occurred. Share that story with us, Eddie.
I was playing with Tony Trabert, the tennis player who was a member here at Bel Air. And it was a horrible, horrible day. Arnold Palmer had played through just in front of us in the television grouping. And Arnold took a four iron on that seventh hole, and mind you, it reads 110 yards from the back tee to the green, downhill, and Arnold Palmer hit a four iron to that green, and he got his ball up in the air, and it peeled off like a seagull crashing into the sea. He went on to make a five on the hole, and that was history for Arnold that year. But the little pro played in the next grouping behind him, and we stood there waiting for Palmer to clear the seventh green. And finally, Trabert told the little pro as he stepped to the tee, he said, little pro, just pipe that ball in there. Most people would think I could hit it farther than 110 yards downhill with a three iron. But I hauled out my trusty three iron and hit a glorified chip shot that never got up in the air. It cleared the front bunker and drove true as a marten to its gourd, went right in the hole. And there was an AP photographer on the back of the green. He'd been there all day trying to catch pictures, and he literally froze. He couldn't snap the camera. But my wife was there to give me a kiss on the cheek, and that picture went worldwide. So that was my claim to fame in 16 appearances in the Crosby in those days. It was before the AT&T. It was called the Bing Crosby Pro-Am.
How about that, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating, Bob, when you think that this is a man that has seen virtually everybody. I mean, from Bob Jones and to Tiger Woods. Who's the best, your top three, Eddie? I mean, with the history that you have, with the players you've known, played against, taught, I mean, this is a rare situation for us, Bob, to talk to this man. Who are your top three of all time?
I'm gonna step aside from that a little bit and let you know that seventh hole was a place where Jim Nantz was married 2 or 3 years ago, and it so happened that just within the last year, Jim Nantz was presented in Dallas a painting of a picture that came from a chapter in his book about his father who died just after the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. And in that chapter, Jim Nantz writes about his favorite fivesome of all time, how he'd like to be cast in that fivesome. And sure enough, in that fivesome were Ken Venturi, 41, President Bush. Jim Nantz was in the picture. The pro at Cypress Point was in that picture, and the little pro was in that picture. I want you to know. So that to me was a great honor, and the fact that it took place on that seventh hole brought back great memories of that hole in one that I made in 1965 there.
Little pro, best two or three players that you've seen over the course of your lifetime.
When I was a young boy, I had the opportunity to play practice rounds and exhibitions with Byron Nelson and Sam Snead, both when I was 17 years old. And that introduction led to a lifetime friendship with those guys. And until they both died, we were wonderful friends with Sam Snead and Byron Nelson. And as well, I came to know Ben Hogan through the Ben Hogan Trophy Award that we've created at Bel Air. It's a college presentation that we make at Colonial Country Club each year to the College Player of the Year. But those three players, Hogan, Nelson, Snead, I'd put right there with any threesome anybody wanted to come up with. But more recently, I was familiar and friendly with Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. So if you want to enlarge it to a sixum, that makes a pretty good sixum right there.
That's certainly a great sixum. A lot of people had their eyes on number 12 for the New England Patriots this past weekend when he won his sixth Super Bowl. And, of course, I'm talking about Tom Brady. But I understand he's pretty talented as a golfer, and that you've kind of helped him with his game.
Well, Tom was living out here. He and Giselle had a home up Mandeville Canyon, and they planned to stay here for quite a while. In fact, they were married in St. Monica's Church in Santa Monica. But I was introduced to him by his doctor, Dr. Eletrage, who worked on his shoulder when he needed an operation. And they've become very, very friendly. In fact, Eletrage is a member here at Bel Air now, and I think Tom will become a member in time. But he is a solid 2-4 handicap player who loves to play, and he's getting better at it too. And this past Super Bowl with the Rams and New England, I was pulling for the Rams being from Los Angeles, but I was also pulling for Tom Brady in New England because I've been his teacher and proud to brag about that because I think he's a wonderful human being as well as a very fine golf player.
Bob, Eddie is still giving lessons. If you want to learn from the little pro, you can still do it at Bel Air. And for anyone who wants a lesson, all you have to do is call 310-440-2421 to book a lesson from the legend, a living legend, the little pro at Bel Air.
You know, I've had the opportunity to do a number of things to do with the game of golf in my life. And it did begin with Bobby Jones and included Walter Hagen and Tommy Bolt and all the others. The teaching aspect is the thing that's meant the most to me. That teaching golf, it means that you're trying to help somebody to help themselves and enjoy this great game we call golf. So every time I'm in the midst of giving a golf lesson, I couldn't be happier because I truly love it.
And, of course, if you want some keen insight into the game, Eddie Marantz has a book called Swing the Handle, and it really will educate you to maybe take a couple of strokes off. Jay, I'm going to leave it up to you to say goodbye and say thank you. I think anybody that loves this great sport like we do, I know on my end, certainly an honor to have the little pro, Eddie Marantz, in the Grow Room.
The time that he has spanned in this game, the individuals that he has influenced, and the joy he has brought is too hard to measure. As I said earlier, golf royalty, a real treat. Eddie, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be part of this wonderful game. Whatever is second best is a distant second, I'll tell you that. So let's all dive in and enjoy this game called golf.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.